The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Henry, where the fuck have you brought me? Last episode I said we are flying south, okay? This is not exactly the south.
Listen, the way I see it, if you fly far enough south, you end up north. So I think that's what happened here, unfortunately.
Fuck you, geo nerd. Listen, I don't... How about this? It's Christmas time. It's Christmas time. It's time for giving. It's time for caring.
Okay.
So instead of me berating you, I'm just not going to give you that energy. But I also can't stand you right now. So just we kind of lost. I can see that by looking around and seeing buttfuck nothing. So take a minute.
I think you're pretty good at Christmas, Rudy, because you're giving a lot of attitude right now.
I get it. Wait, we can ask directions to that guy. You see the guy standing over there?
Oh, yeah, the guy?
The guy. Hey, the guy.
It's the guy.
Could you come a bit closer? The guy.
Hi, yeah, what's up?
Introducing our editor for Globally Local FM.
I have finally been let out of the closet.
All right,
welcome.
Christmas.
It was hard to
episode.
Edit with the handcuffs on.
And yet you did a pretty good job anyway.
Don't
so.
Fucking expose us like that, buddy.
I'm sorry, sir.
Or it's another couple of years down back in the closet if you keep going where you're going at the moment.
No!
Would you like to introduce yourself, dear guest, on our Christmas episode?
Yes, hello. I am Sid. I edit for this podcast. I'm here now. I had not prepped to introduce myself. I like D&D and Legos and
so
guitar.
Oil.
Pretty good.
Oil.
Oil. That's the right answer.
Did someone say oil? Oh,
okay,
Merry
you got
Christmas.
Old Henry going. Instead of hose, he just says oil, oil, oil.
It's my activation word.
Trigger word. Looking at.
Today we're in a pretty special location. So far south,
exactly.
We've gone all the way north to the North Pole.
Exactly. So, we are in the geographical North Pole.
Yes. So, Rudy, Sid, I'm not that good with geography, unfortunately. I'm a little bit of a simpleton. So where is the North Pole, if I may ask?
On the opposite side is the South Pole.
Ah.
Thank you.
Yeah, Sid is, he has the big brains. He's actually hold the brains of operation. That's why he's, you know,
explains a lot about this podcast, if I was.
Sid is the reason why we sound somewhat coherent once in a while.
So what do we find here at the North Pole?
A couple of icicles, a snowstorm, a blizzard even. My workplace,
my
actually.
Went there once.
Your what workplace?
My cousin went there once.
Oh, blizzard. Oh. Yeah, okay. Yeah, my workplace, because, you know, Santa's little helpers for December. I'm going to make the joke before anyone else. Yeah, I'm short. Limitations, physicality. Yeah, that's right.
Are you
walking around the Christmas tree?
I don't remember you being short.
What do you mean? I'm small as hell. Okay, listen. I am built like a golem. I am the weight of a carry-on luggage. The only saving thing is my baby blue eyes.
Sure.
Oh, baby, so blue.
Oh my god.
Yeah. All right. All right. Let's get out of this Rudy sphere for a moment.
No, never get out of the Rudy sphere. Rudy sphere is the go.
Yeah. Luckily, we also have not Rudy here today to balance out this little madman. Sid.
Hello.
Would you like to introduce yourself? For the second
time.
Hi,
I'm Sid.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
All right, Sid.
Hi, I'm Sid. I'm 4 months sober.
Globally, reckon... local FM has given me alcoholism.
I reckon the thing we find at the North Pole as well is some news. So, let's get into it.
All right. Let's get into the news. Because I'm fucking going to steal your... Okay. Well, I'm going to start with some breaking news. The North Pole has floated away and declared sovereignty as a celestial body. Now, in what has been described as a tectonic funicular rift, the North Pole has been lifted clean off the Earth. Now, however, the North Pole, being its own being, deemed itself as a new celestial body called Amuncia, named after the Roald Amundsen High School in Chicago, Illinois, where the penguin, which leads the celestial body, grew up in her youth. Santa Claus has been ousted as being a foreigner with too much money, as the Council of Amuncia released in a statement.
I think that's valid.
That's valid. That's like America kicking out Trump. That's valid.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah, this comes with... I have to say this with a really heavy heart. My aunt was a penguin once.
Fucking hell. Yeah.
Now she's gone.
That's it?
Oh, the sky with the stars.
So...
My aunt was a penguin once.
So how did your aunt and uncle meet in that case? Just curious about the origin story there.
In Aqua Boulevard in Paris, the water park.
Ah.
She was okay. Sliding down the slides and then slid straight into my uncle. Not that way.
Uh-huh. I hope, yeah. All right.
Oh my god, we should have sit over all the time.
All right, so we've got a new nation, as it were? Or am I...
A new celestial body, actually.
A new celestial body.
Please, respect their sovereignty and pronouns, if anything.
Well,
Of course, it's Amuncia.
Here's the problem with that, right? You got a place on Earth. You make it a new nation. You got me interested. Because geography, you take it off the planet, I couldn't give less of a fuck, you know?
Listen, celestial respect being, the pronouns.
That's fucking space shit. And that's a Rudy's territory. That's not where I live. So
that's very true. You know what her pronouns are? She gone.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, it's gone in the space between Mars and Neptune, causing some steam to rise between the God of War and the God of Sea.
As somebody who knows a lot about space, between Mars and Neptune, that's quite the strip there. There's a lot of other planets in between.
Yeah, it's just kind of wiggling there. We can't really tell where it's going.
It's just oscillating back and forth.
Yeah, it's like a will they, won't they, except it's the North Pole. Yeah.
Is that, you know, the TikTok meme where it's like somebody drives by with like heavy music blasting? It's this now, flying past there once in a while. It's like, dibba-dabba-g.
Yes, exactly. But yeah, so that's causing some steam to rise between the God of War and the God of the Sea, trying to claim ownership of it. But it's its own being. Let Amuncia be its own thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree.
It's out free.
Yeah, it's out.
The penguins can go ahead.
Listen, the penguins have become the first extraterrestrial species in solar system.
Wait, penguins, are they on the North Pole? I thought they were on the South Pole.
That's a very good point. It would be only polar bears. Sin?
They migrated because they knew it was happening.
No,
they went for it.
No, they didn't migrate, actually. So,
she just picked them up.
Slid off. Went to the South Pole. Fucking, you know how cows get like taken up by UFOs? That's what happened to the penguins.
They just wanted
they just
some
got
extra.
Lifted up. They're like, what the fuck is happening? And now they're on the council, so.
They just wanted some extra. Yeah, some extra citizens. Well, good on them, you know. You can't. Yeah. I've always said, and I think this is a very important lesson to take from this, you can't run a country with just polar bears. You need penguins.
That's true.
So,
amen.
This reminds me, have I ever told you the joke of Penguin's Diaries?
No.
It's a long joke. I read it when I was like 13, but the joke goes that like a penguin is describing as Russia and US tries to reclaim ownership of the South Pole. And he, one of the extracts is something like, "Today I learned about politics. Sergei actually is a very efficient leader. He uses his voice and a chair to get his point across." The next day, US went to negotiate with a can of oil to the Russian camp.
All right, Rudy. What have you got for news today?
Mine is actually super sad because, okay, everybody who knows Rudy knows I am iconic, but there are some things that about me that are just, like, so me. You know, like, everybody knows them as my things. And when some of those things, because I hold everybody dear to my heart and everything dear to my heart, when some of these things are gone, I don't know how to move on. My article is Coca-Cola has fallen. It's a sad day for society because now, by the time I'm reading this, it better no longer be true. But as of recording this, yep, people, the benevolent, that not at all capitalistic company, Coke, has sold itself out to the evil vices of AI. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay, so you all know the Coca-Cola ads around Christmas are like super family-oriented, like super, like they're genuinely, okay, it's capitalism, but it's cute as fuck. I must be honest, I once told Henry a couple years ago, I think like 1 or 2 years ago, I wanted to go to the cinema. I think I was going to like Spider-Man No Way Home or something like that. But it was a morning screening, right? Like it literally started at like 9 a.m. or something. And when I wake up just like I'm groggy, my emotions are all over the place. It's like easy to get me in the feels. And it was around Christmas time. And I go there and a Coca-Cola ad starts playing about just like them like helping this one grump in the apartment complex being like Christmas vibes. I started crying to a Coca-Cola ad in cinema. That's how I remember it. And so now the actual story is that this year, instead of doing all that, Coca-Cola addicts are taking a dump because the company decided to employ AI instead of production team and release that as an ad, and it's fucking terrible. So if you have seen it, it's an actual thing. Coca-Cola has now done that like AI rendering for their ad, and it has no soul. It has even some of those things where it's like you can see it's AI, like it's not like polished around the edges, like it's so bad.
That's a fucking shame.
Like, that's really sad. Yeah, no, I'm generally just kind of sick of all the fucking, every company shoving AI everywhere just for the sake of it anyway. Like,
yeah, no,
Google search something and it's like, here's what AI says. And it's like, how about you give me first 2 pages of misinformation and then you can tell me what AI says, all right? How's that?
Which is also, by the way, misinformation from the 2 pages you just read.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm just sick of it. I feel like it's like the big promised land of, oh, it's gonna make everything so much better and smoother, and then it's like I have yet to see a single case where that's true. So how about we cool it, you know?
Yeah, and it takes up like so much fucking energy and like everything.
Yeah.
It's not fucking worth
like,
it.
I think it has its uses. Like for example, as somebody who I used it for my bachelor end project for like programming help because I wasn't proficient in the language I was programming. For like small things like that, it's really helpful because then you don't have to Google, go through all the like, you know, like fucking overflow, Stack Overflow things where everybody's written comments over. That's useful. But don't do it for this. Don't do it for something that's supposed to be like creative and everybody looks like, okay, I look forward to the Christmas ads of Coke because they're always so family oriented. Like it's like one of those things for me, like Spotify Wrapped or the Google Most Searched every year.
Yeah.
Like Google has a most search thing.
Yeah, and it's super like inspiring. Every year they do like the most searched, and then like it's basically like a mix of the events of the world from Google's perspective, and it's not bad. It's not bad, genuinely.
Honestly, yeah, I mean,
I think back in like 2015, there was also like a whole game about, you know, what is the most searched thing this month on Google? That was a whole thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I can believe that.
Oh, guys, remember YouTube Rewind?
Oh, my God.
I don't think I've seen one of those since, like, 10 years.
Yeah, it's been 10 years, because the last one wasn't, like, 2015-16 with KSI and that whole shit where it was such a big flop that...
No, it's got to be 18, no?
Was it? I remember just, like, they canceled it because it was a big flop. Like, the last one was super bad.
Yeah, because I think the 2017 one was the Will Smith one. So, oh, maybe. They did one more after that, and then they were like, yeah, fuck this shit.
Yeah, it was the most disliked video on YouTube at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's actually after that they removed the fucking dislike button.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I will say the trend of like every company or every like small thing doing like a rewind thing is actually something that tickles me a lot and is fun, and that should stay. I like that. It's good.
I agree.
It's one of those rare times where everyone jumps on the bandwagon, and it's actually for like, I actually like it.
Yeah, me too. So, I think everybody loves a good coming together story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not like how I would frame that. Yeah, all right, you lost me. You had me. You. It was this close, Rudy. You know, it was really close, but you lost me in the end. So I guess that means we go on to my news, and I've actually got some quite interesting news. Actually, this was recently unearthed by an underground journalist. I cannot say their name. So to avoid putting them in danger.
Juan the polar bear.
Who knows? Maybe it's correct. Maybe it's not. Future uncertain.
Maybe it's a Glacier von Drizzle penguin.
Future uncertain for North Pole. Climate change threatening unexpected consequences.
Oh, so. Okay. That's wait. You can't just say that. That's, you know, the world hasn't heard of this, Henry. This is breaking news, brother. Be sure that you are completely sure and check your facts. You're treading on thin ice here. Big Oil won't like it. Big Oil won't like it.
I've checked my facts. I've checked all the windows around me that there's no one with a gun hiding out. I think I'm ready to break the story.
Okay.
Damn.
So.
That's wild, though.
Yes. Climate change has been reported since a long time now. And climate scientists have warned more and more in recent years that the point of no return is coming. So, as I said, Underground Journalist has just published a massive report revealing the real reason about why there's not been much movement around climate change. It's because, excuse me for one second. It's because, actually, I think the international agencies are getting to me. They're blowing smoke into my mouth directly, so I'm inhaling it. For some reason, I, however, have not been able to spot this at any moment. Anyway, so several nations have been conspiring against Santa Claus with the aim to melt all the ice in the world. Once all the ice is melted, they'll be able to seize the means of present production and to transform the Santa's workshop into a tourist attraction.
No!
And tragically, the reindeer's homes into a petting zoo.
Fuck.
So.
Yo. That makes so much sense,
out.
Though. Smoke him up!
Yeah. They're gonna get his ass. It turns out climate change, it was all just a targeted plan at Santa Claus.
It's a pincer movement is what it is. There's nowhere to run.
Exactly. Yeah. But here's the revelation that's recently occurred. It turns out, and you'll be surprised to hear this, that when all the ice melts, it goes back into the ocean and it rises the sea level. So this was something that was not known.
Oh my God. Santa,
Santa
has a plan B for everything. You cannot get Santa. Santa knew this. Hell,
exactly.
If you look back in history, maybe Santa even froze it over to be like, yeah, you think this is the land. I reclaimed it for you, fucks. Come for me, bitches. Get me.
So when everybody starts coming for Santa, he just melts the ground out from under them and lets them get eaten by orcas
Santa
or whatever.
Santa is God.
All right.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that would be another headline, I think.
But on the other side, you guys, if we're fast enough, we could make a lot of money tomorrow.
Expound?
Let's do this first and faster and better.
Okay. What do we have to offer? What do we have to offer? I can offer a hairdryer to melt the ice.
I can offer oil production and oil extraction.
Nah, I don't think that'll do it. Sid?
I breathe really hot sometimes.
There we go. The big three. We got a lighter, we got someone that breathes pretty hot, and we've got someone with a hairdryer. Now, if that won't melt the ice fast enough, then I don't know what will.
This is my Justice League.
I am kind of a gassy person. Farts come out warm, right?
I guess we'll find out.
Actually, that's interesting, because hot breath, as well as farts, that's directly to do with your body temperature. What if we just swallow pellets of iron, let it simmer in the stomach for long enough, and then when it comes out, it'll retain the heat for longer, and we can melt more ice?
He's onto something.
I just want to see you at the bathroom. Shit out an iron, like just a fucking iron pipe.
An
iron ingot.
Yeah.
You just hear this, like, you know, like, and then metal bar falling, like, fucking.
It's like a clang. Oh, no.
Guys, I broke the toilet again.
Oh, boy. Good thing, though, the politicians have a solution. They're just going to dig a lot of pits in, like, poor countries so that they can be left to deal with the issue.
That's fair. That's fair. Okay. Okay.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Equatorial Guinea, Equatorial Turkey, watch out.
Hell yeah.
It's so over. We're coming with the bulldozer soon. All right. This leads us to a little ad break, I believe.
Okay, I'm going to go get the bulldozer, I think. Is that Johnny the polar bear riding a tractor there?
Oh, fuck, he's coming towards us.
He's against us, is he? I thought he was with us on the cause to destroy his own home.
Well, let's see, Henry. Take five steps forward. Me and Sid are going to stand back here and just tell him to stop. If he doesn't, we'll know our answer.
Yeah, like, his mouth is a bit red, but also his eyes seem a bit friendly. It's hard to tell.
He's like a fluffy guy, you know? Like, can't be bad.
I guess we'll know in a couple minutes. All right, okay. Let's see.
Maybe see you in a couple of minutes, guys.
Ho, ho, ho. Good day, everyone. Santa here. This year has been pretty tough on the North Pole. Rising labor costs, as well as lack of motivation from my dear elves, has led to a stagnation in the present production. When I told the elves to up their production, they went on strike. So, I decided to hell with it and fired them all. I am now looking for new elves who are willing to help the cause. This time, I am broadening this search to regular humans so I can take advantage of some of that sweet, sweet immigrant labor. The pay is substandard, yes, but that is compensated by all the experience and exposure you will gain from working in my present sweatshop, factory. My apologies. In order to be eligible, you must pass a preliminary quiz. My quizmaster, Rudeus the Elf, is here today to run that quiz for you.
Yeah, hello everybody. Welcome to the preliminary elf quiz. You'll need to get at least 4 correct answers out of the 6 total questions to be considered for a first round interview. But before we start, please, pick one of the following animals that you like the most. You got the options of seal, penguin, and polar bear.
I'm gonna choose a seal.
I'm gonna have a polar bear.
I guess I'll have to go with penguin.
Alright, that was a test. If you pick penguin, you just lost 1 point because they live on the fucking southern hemisphere, you stupid ass. You need a perfect run now going forward after that mistake. Fucking hell. Alright, we'll start off with a couple multiple choice questions for you. Alright, question 1. What is Santa Claus's legal first name? A. Nicholas, B. Jonathan, C. Xavier, or D. Ashley?
I think it's C. Xavier.
I think it's Ashley.
Alright, well, I think it's Nicholas for some strange reason.
Alright, that was a gimme, of course. As evident from the name Santa Claus, his first name is Nicholas.
Fuck.
On to question two, then. Where does Santa spend his time in the off-season? A. The Bahamas. B. the North Pole? C, at your mom's house? Hey! Or D, in the sunny streets of Italy?
I think it's C, at my mom's house? Hey, hey.
I think it's B because he's too fat to leave.
I think it's A because it's the nicest.
And the correct answer is, of course, B, the North Pole, because Santa's a fucking hermit who doesn't leave his house or factory unless it's Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. Question 3. Which one of these three species can be used for a traditional Christmas tree? A, acacia, B, oak, C, aspen, or D, fir?
I think it's D, fir.
I think it's C because there was ass in that answer.
I think it's A because I like acacia the most, so.
All right, that was great. The correct answer is, of course, D. Christmas trees are traditionally spruce, fir, and pine trees. Now, that was the easy part. Now we crank up the difficulty with some open questions. Ooh. All right, question 4. Who is the grand deity of the North Pole, to whom we all answer?
My aunt, the penguin.
Fuck, that was gonna be my answer. Mariah Carey.
I say Jesus.
The correct answer is, of course, Mariah Carey. If you have that one wrong, I would strongly suggest to reconsider if taking this quiz is the right path for you.
Oh my
All
god,
right,
I didn't
question
expect
5.
To be correct.
Everyone knows Santa's helpers are elves, but can you tell me what ELF, E-L-F, is actually the acronym for?
Enormously long gills.
Even lowly fucks.
I say elevator logistics factory.
The answer, of course, is there is no acronym. It's just the name. Stupid ass. All right, on we go.
What? That's bullshit. This quiz is awful.
All right, sorry to break the fourth wall here, stupid, but your answers have been nowhere near correct, and you even picked fucking penguin as your animal. The dumbest answer possible. So how about you shut up, and we'll move on to the last question. The last question we've got today, people, is another multiple choice question to round out the quiz. All right, number 6. Did I, as the quiz master, do well today in your eyes?
Yes, baby girl.
Option A, yes. Option B, Option C, no comment.
Option F, yes, baby girl.
Option B for Bobberg.
I say no, because this quiz is bullshit.
Now, the correct answer is obviously B. As Santa mentioned earlier, there's a bit of an anti-elf sentiment hanging at the moment, so the correct course of action is to be negative and rude towards all elves.
Ho ho ho! Great job, everybody. If you got at least 4 points in that quiz, please send your resume to xxxsanta69xxx at gmail.com and make sure you send the 30,000 euro application fee to us no more than 2 days later, otherwise your resume will not be considered. All right, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Hey, Merry Christmas,
Santa. Merry Christmas, Santa.
That was
so good. So good. I fucking love how Precipice was me and Sid have to choose something and Henry will just be left with something. The fucking, like, we shoehorn him into picking the penguin and he's like, who's dumbass picking penguin? I lost it there already.
Well, you know, I was hoping you guys would leave penguin to me. Well, sorry.
Oh, there
actually,
you go.
Sorry, that was not the real me speaking. I was furious when you guys left penguin to me.
How hard was it to get Santa on phone?
Not that hard, it turns out. Because he thought I was like a recruiter who was going to help him. So he was happy to just give him the ad. Yeah, turns out he's not that great of a guy, but whatever keeps the presents flowing, I guess.
Amen.
No. fucking great freaking ad. Like, genuinely.
Yeah.
Great.
I could be a part of it.
I was spitballing Mariah Carey. When I heard the answer, I was like, yo!
So, did any of us make it into the application process? I sure didn't.
I mean, do I get extra points for just being small?
Unfortunately not, because he's looking for human helpers now.
But I'm a small human. I can fit in places where he can't.
Oh. Okay. All right. Maybe you'll have to go through a chimney stuffing trial process on your first day.
Daddy stuff me.
No. All right.
No.
All right. I suggest...
have to move on to weather.
Yes, I agree.
And for the weather news, ladies and gentlemen, fear not. Even when the world burns, stock markets crash, criminals get reelected, and even Coke is going cheap on us, there is one place where business goes as usual. Never seeing above minus 11 Celsius in daytime, even the polar bears in the North Pole are feeling chilly. So for them I say, get your slippers out and your fluffy coats, as it will reach down to minus 33 degrees in nighttime temperatures on the coldest of days for the upcoming month. Blizzards and snowstorms are to be expected, with a chance of a random sleigh crashes by either Santa or Mariah Carey on their way home, only to slumber for yet another year.
Sleigh, that really warms my heart.
What a great response. See, everybody needs someone in their life that answers so enthusiastically just to back you up, you know.
Play, bro.
All right. Well, I guess then let's picture what it is like on the North Pole. Everybody, close your eyes and picture this. It's the early 20th century. You have been training for this your whole life. You are going to be the first one to touch the North Pole. You trek through the White Lands. Snowstorms are brewing. At night in your tent, you wonder if this is all worth it, if you're going to make it, and if anyone is even going to care. However, you do not let yourself get crushed by the weight of your own thoughts. You keep going. After a long mission, you think you finally made it, but just before you check your compass to confirm, you see a faint figure walking by in the distance. You walk up to him and he greets you.
Hey, what are you doing here, huh? It's not often that I see someone around.
Astonished, you reply,
I was on a mission to be the first person to reach the North Pole.
The stranger laughs and says,
ho ho ho, well then you've done a bad job, because I've been here for years.
In shock, you slowly return home, and after telling the story to your family, they become visibly concerned. They tell you, we've got the perfect place to take you, come with me. And they leave you in a nice, white, fluffy room where they tell you you can recreate the thrilling adventure from the safety of our own walk. So, if being locked up in a psych ward sounds interesting to you, then maybe the North Pole can be your next destination.
Good.
That was very nice. I felt truly immersed. My hands were tied.
Quiz. Here's a quiz, Henry, for you, who's done episode on this. Who was the first man to reach North Pole?
You see, Rudy, that's actually a very controversial question. Depending on who you ask, it would be Roald Amundsen with the plane, but if it's on foot, it gets a little bit more...
That's exactly the answer I was looking for.
Muddled.
I don't know, for some reason from Vagabond Dilemma, Roald Amundsen is like one of the episodes that stayed in my mind the most. I don't know why.
Yeah, I think I think it was one of our most popular ones anyway. Just
a pretty good one. Anyways, yeah. Local business here in the North Pole.
Well, my local business is Frostbite Solutions LLC, the first cryogenic consulting firm specializing in freezing failing businesses until the market just chills out, man. The Frostbite's revolutionary slogan is, when your profits freeze, so do we, which made it a go-to service for startups on the verge of collapse and mid-sized companies with bizarre mascots and one very confused lemonade stand.
All right.
All of this, by the way, is now floating in space.
Yeah.
All right. My recommendation is for, unfortunately, the third week in a row, not so much of a business. It's more just ice cubes. You just grab yourself a hammer and pick and knock some of that fresh, pristine ice straight into your gin tonic.
Lovely, lovely. For my local business, I went a bit more local than I usually do, so I would like to recommend Jeff's Fish and Chips. Located behind the third big iceberg north of Greenland, Jeff the Seal offers some great dish combos, mostly consist of half-bitten seafood and some rock-solid ice blocks. So if you're into mood for some raw meat in the otherwise cold weather, raw dog it up, my dudes.
You know what? It's better than nothing. So thank
Hell
you,
yeah.
Jeff.
Amen.
Have you seen seals with fish in their mouth just popping their heads out of like a hole in the ground? It's super cute.
It is.
I haven't.
I've not seen it.
Yeah, but I can imagine.
Okay, local radios.
This one is a bit long of a name. I found the Amuncia government radio, because we real government squawk, 98.8, where year-round they play the infectious beats of polar bear growls over some ice-cold bars sung by the leading penguin rapper Lil B. Quincy, where he was discovered by a group of lost jazz musicians, which mistook his squawking for scat singing. He's famous for his rendition of All I Want for Christmas, going as, I don't want a lot for fishmas, just a blob of shiny goo, not some snow or frozen carrots, just a lump of something blue.
All right, it looks like the celestial body of Amuncia is off to a great start. I think they've got most of it sorted out by the sense of it.
Exactly, they have so much going for them, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
So, my radio station... We all know that Santa likes good kids, and as I personally believe, you are either Christian or you're a godless monster. So that's why my recommendation is 99.3 Elfangelical Radio. It's the best radio to pick up some of those soul-healing, God-loving tunes when you're sweating away in the factories.
That's honestly... I've always said... Have you seen that? That was a fucking joke on Insta where there was an actual picture of like a company who put up a board like, aside from pay increase, what else do you need to feel better at the work environment? And somebody has put up a sticky note, the pay increase you just put aside. Fucking classic. For my local radio, I suggest 1.1 FM, only to be found around the North Pole. Most of the year, this radio plays utter silence or white noise, except at midnight on the last day of November, one can hear a soft... After which, of course, Mariah's whole album plays for a month straight and shuts off with the start of the new year.
Damn, that's truly beautiful. I think that's something I need in my daily life.
But unfortunately,
just the
you won't.
I...
It's the whole like, It's like a fucking mosquito on a microphone.
Yeah. yum.
All right, well, all everybody, right. That brings us to the end of our lovely episode today.
Thank you.
A great adventure in the North Pole.
Yes.
Rudy, would you like to take it from here?
Yes, thank you so much for listening to this special North Pole episode of Globally Local FM, brought to you by Tom of Huzzah. For the first time ever, full production in the studio over here. Thank you, Sid, for being our dear guest host for today. We should have you more often. Also, because it's Christmas, we just wanted from me and Henry to say a huge thank you for keeping like our edits snappy, basically taking out everything that is, you know, incriminating. Well, some of it, most of it, and making us laugh whilst re-listening to our own episodes, because we just can never fully expect what you're gonna put in. So thank you very much for being part of this project. We appreciate you so much, and yeah, hopefully we're going to stick together and going to become even bigger than before. Our colleague, who is not here yet.
I'll go on. Pretty. Plus one. All right, go on.
Okay, great. A thumbs up for this message. Colossal Pengu on Twitch, which actually around this time, you should also congratulate him on a happy birthday, because it is his birthday actually around Christmas. So
Indeed. Go
on Twitch and sing some happy tunes for our brother there. And you can find for some personal feedback or some good old caroling, go to Instagram and type in 000RUDYS000. So 3 0s, Rudy's 3 0s to reach out to me. You can find Henry,
hopefully, along with you guys, burning away some ice on the North Pole.
That's true. I might be busy. So I'll wait. You wait after Christmas until my email reaches me. Sid?
In the communal closet, handcuffed and ice tied.
Yeah, that's about right. And moving on from there, Henry, for the New Year's, to await 2025, where are we going?
We're going to be heading to Christmas Island in the Kiribati.
Let's fucking go. Okay, I think about time. About a week. Okay, we can reach it. Let's start swimming. Sid, was nice meeting you here. You keep hanging about North Pole. Just, we're going to pick you up at some point.
Where are you taking me? No, stop. Fucking...